Chapter 10. Home. Many times on that journey, Scarlet heard soldiers coming and had to hide the wagon in fields among the trees, then wait while the men went past like ghosts in the darkness. She lost her way and cried when she could not find the little wagon path she knew so well. But a few miles after she found it, the horse dropped to its knees, too tired to go any further. Scarlet climbed into the back of the wagon, heard Melanie whisper, "Scarlet, can I have some water, please?" and heard herself answer, "There isn't any," before she went to sleep. When she woke, the sun was pouring through the trees, and everything was silent. She sat up and looked round quickly, but there were no soldiers anywhere. In the wagon, Melanie lay so still and white that at first Scarlet thought she must be dead, but then she saw Melanie's shallow breathing. They were under some trees in someone's front garden, Scarlet noticed. "It's the Mallory place," she thought, excited at the thought of friends and help. But the stillness of death lay over the plantation, and when she looked towards the house, there were only some smoke-blackened stones left. "Is this what Tara will be like?" she thought. She woke Prissy, then looked over and saw that Melanie's eyes were open. Scarlet found some apples under the trees, then got some water from a stream near the house. They all had a drink. Then Scarlet gave the rest of the water to the horse. The animal was on its feet again, but it was very old, she saw now. They were 15 miles from Tara, but the horse moved so slowly it took all day to travel there. Every empty, burned-out house they passed frightened Scarlet more. There were dead men and dead horses lying by the road, and the fields and trees seemed full of ghosts in the afternoon sun. There was a sudden noise, and Prissy screamed loudly, but it was only a cow coming from behind some trees. The animal looked at them with large, frightened eyes.
"She needs milkin'," said Prissy. "It must be one of Mr. McIntosh's that the Yankees didn't get," said Scarlet. "We'll take it with us. Then we can have some milk for the baby."
It was evening when they reached the top of a hill and went down through the line of trees that led to Tara. Was it there? Or was the darkness hiding just a few smoke-blackened stones like the McIntosh place? But no, Tara had escaped. It was there. The white wall showed through the darkness. Then Scarlet saw a shadow come from inside the house. Someone was home. A shout of delight started in her throat, but died there. The shadow did not move or call to her, but stiffly and slowly came down the steps.
"Pa," she whispered, "it's me, Scarlet. I've come home."
Her father looked at her.
"Daughter," he said.
"Daughter."
He's an old man, thought Scarlet, shocked. A baby's cry came from the wagon, and Gerald looked across.
"It's Melanie and her baby," whispered Scarlet. "She's very ill. I brought her home."
Gerald went to the wagon, straightening his shoulders.
"Cousin Melanie," he said. 12 Oaks is burned. You must stay with us."
"We must carry her," said Scarlet. She can't walk. Another person came from the house. It was Pork, Gerald's personal slave. He ran down the steps. Miss Scarlet! Scarlet caught him by the arms and felt his tears on her hands as he held them. Glad you're back, he cried. It was Pork who carried Melanie indoors. Prissy took the baby. Wade followed them up the steps into the house. Scarlet caught her father's arm before he could follow, too. Did they get well, Pa? She said.
The girls are getting better, he said. Your mother...
Yes?
Your mother died yesterday, said Gerald.
Gerald said it over and over again as he followed Scarlet around the house.
She died yesterday. She died yesterday.
Scarlet felt nothing except a great tiredness. She would think of Mother later, or she would simply cry and cry. Later, when she was alone with her father, she asked, Why didn't the Yankees burn Tara?
They used the house for offices, said Gerald.
Yankees? In this house? The thought made her feel sick.
They were, daughter, said Gerald. We saw the smoke from 12 Oaks before they came. But Miss Honey and Miss India were in Macon, so we didn't worry about them. We couldn't go to Macon. The girls were so sick. Your mother... We couldn't go. Our Negroes ran away. They stole the wagons and the horses. Only Mammy, Dilsey, and Pork stayed. The Yankees came up the road from the river, and I met them at the front door.
Oh, brave little Gerald, thought Scarlet.
They told me to leave, went on Gerald. They told me they were going to burn the place. I told them that we had typhoid in the house, and they would burn it over the heads of 3 dying women. The young officer was a gentleman.
A Yankee gentleman? Pa!
A gentleman, said Gerald. He rode away and came back with an army doctor who looked at the girls and your mother.
You let a Yankee into their room?
He had medicine, and we had none. He saved your sisters, said Gerald. They didn't burn the house. They moved in. The officers filled all the rooms except the sick room, and the soldiers lived in tents around the place. They killed the cows, the chickens, and the pigs. They took the pictures and some of the furniture.
And Mother, did she know Yankees were in the house?
She never knew anything.
Thank God, said Scarlet.
And then they moved on.
He was silent for a long time, and then he held her hand.
I'm glad you're home, he said simply.
After Gerald went to bed, Scarlet went to the room where Corrine and Sue Ellen were sleeping. Mammy was there, watching them. Her eyes lit up when she saw Scarlet.
Our child is home,
Mammy said softly.
Oh, Miss Scarlet, now that Miss Ellen is dead, what are we going to do?
Scarlet sat down next to the bed.
I want you to tell me about Mother, she said. I just couldn't ask Pa about her.
Tears came from Mammy's eyes.
It was those Slattery trash,
that killed Miss Ellen. I told her and told her not to—
Slattery's?
Scarlet was confused. Emmy Slattery was sick with typhoid, and Miss Ellen went to nurse her, said Mammy. I told her to leave those white trash alone, but she didn't listen. Then, when Emmy was getting better, Miss Corrine went down with typhoid, and then Miss Sue Ellen. So Miss Ellen had to nurse them, too. With all the fighting up the road and the Yankees across the river and the field Negroes running off every night, I was nearly crazy with worry. But Miss Ellen was cool and calm, except that she worried because we couldn't get medicines. And then she went down with typhoid, too. Mammy dried her tears before she went on. Miss Ellen went fast, Miss Scarlet. Even that nice Yankee doctor couldn't do anything for her. She died a few nights after the cotton burned.
Has the cotton gone? Said Scarlet. Tell me.
Yes, Miss Scarlet. The Yankees burned it.
3 years cotton, thought Scarlet. $150,000 in one big fire.